When Jacob was born back in 22, seemed he already had chores to do. Bound to his farm like the blue tattoo burned into his arm. Never had nothing but a patch of land that he worked himself with his one son Randy. Truth be told, weren't worth a damn. Little matchbook of a farm. Jacob made sure Randy went to school, but the kid learned more from a plow and a mule. Reckon we're as sharp as your average fool, either one would claim. Randy went away for about a year, thought he could find him a fine career. But all he found was a chance to hear something call him by his name. Call him home, where his fingers and his toes gnaw the ground. Home to the barking and the scrambling of the hounds. Home where your white oak grows and Coal Creek flows down from deeper waters. Randy never known his father to complain, except for falling prices and the lack of rain. But lately he'd been talking about the constant pain, trying to slow him down.